Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manateach You Ministries. Let's go to the Lord in prayer about this message today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise. I ask you, Father, to bless the word, let it fall on good soil. Father, Lord God, anoint me, help me to decrease that you can increase, and anoint the word that come forth out of my mouth today. Let it be a blessing, let it accomplish that which you have sent it out to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray, as I yield myself as a vessel today unto honor and not dishonor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, saints. We're going to be coming to you today about a subject that God has given me a lot of understanding about, and it's about the subject of understanding. Why is understanding important to a Christian? Amen. My pastor has been talking a lot about success and about the blessing. And in the blessing, the Lord has been dealing with me about how to obtain the blessing. And in obtaining the blessing, you have to have an understanding of how to go from point A to point B, how to go from not walking in the blessing to walking in the blessing. So therefore, something is going to have to change. And it starts in our mind, in our mindset. Now, the way the Lord gave it to me is we're going to start in Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 through 12. But I want to start in verse 10. The Bible says that the disciples came to Jesus and said unto him, "Why do ye speak unto them in parables?" And Jesus answered and said unto them in Matthew 13 and 11, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Verse 12, "For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath." He said, "Therefore I speak unto them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand." So this scripture is talking about understanding. And when you look at it like that, it begins to make more sense. Because this scripture really did puzzle me when I first read it. In verse 14, Jesus said, "And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, saying, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart." So we know understanding takes place in the heart of man, "and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see or understand, and your ears, for they hear or perceive." Praise the Lord. He said in verse 17, "For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things that you hear and have not heard them." Amen. Let's go back up and discuss some of this. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus said to his disciples, he answered, "It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom." Praise the Lord. The mysteries of the kingdom, "but unto them it is not given to understand. For whosoever hath understanding," if you substitute that word understanding in there, it will make more sense. He said, "For whosoever has understanding, to him shall it be given, and he shall have abundance." You shall be given more understanding. He said, let me just say this. The Lord, when he started dealing with me about this message, I began to pray, "Lord, let me have abundant understanding." Amen. Because that I want to go from being not prosperous to being prosperous. So to me, that has to happen when I have more understanding about my life and about things that I need to change and about how to go about doing things. And I want to show you this as well in the Word so that you can grasp a hold to it as well. But the Bible says, "To him that hath shall it be given, and he shall have abundance. But whosoever hath not understanding, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath." So here again, we're talking about understanding. Now, I want to go over to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says, "With all thy getting, get understanding." Let's read that. The Bible says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, the New International Version of that scripture says, the NIV says, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and though it costs you all that you have, get understanding. Darby's Bible says, get intelligence. The word English Bible says, though it costs all of your possessions, get understanding, because that's the most important thing in anything in life is to have an understanding. Clark's commentary on the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing in all religions, to know the true God and what he requires of man, and for what he has made, or the purpose of man. For Christians, it is to know Jesus Christ, whom he sent, and for what purpose he was sent. The necessity of his being sent, and the salvation which he had bought by his own blood. The difference between wisdom and understanding, Clark says, is wisdom prescribes the best end and the means calculated. Understanding directs wisdom. This is very important, saints. We have to know that understanding will direct the wisdom. We pray for wisdom a lot, but we don't pray for understanding. Understanding directs wisdom. Clark said, understanding directs to the ways, the times, the places, and the opportunities of practicing the lessons of wisdom. So wisdom is good, but the Bible says get an understanding. And Clark is saying here, because understanding will direct wisdom to the proper times, the proper ways, the proper places, and the proper opportunities to practice the lesson that you've learned in wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is ultimate knowledge, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. But wisdom points out the things required. Understanding sees to the accomplishment and the attainment of those things required. So wisdom tells you what you need, but understanding tells you how to get what you need. Understanding sees to the accomplishment and the attainment of those things that wisdom has shown you that is required. Wisdom sees, there's another way that he said it, wisdom sees, but understanding feels. Wisdom discovers, but understanding possesses. Amen. So where wisdom sees, the Bible says in the scripture that we just read in Matthew 13, your eyes see, but they do not understand. Your ears hear, but they do not perceive. So here, wisdom sees, but understanding feels. Wisdom discovers, but understanding possesses. That teaches you how to go from not having to having. You have to have understanding in order to go from one phase of your life to the next stage of your life. That's why so many of us are stuck in the middle, because we don't seek God for understanding and how to get to the place that he has shown us. The word will come, God will speak great things to our lives, but without that understanding, we'll be stuck in quicksand and we'll never be able to move without the understanding that goes with the wisdom and the knowledge. Now, let's go over to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12. The Bible says, for wisdom is a defense. I want to read that. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12. For wisdom is a defense, the Bible says, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. So here we see a comparison between wisdom and money. Wisdom is a defense and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge or wisdom is that wisdom gives life to those that have it. We as Christians need to pray. And this, I'm going back into some exegesis or to explain explanation. We as Christians need to pray for wisdom and understanding and how to govern our lives on earth. Then prosperity will come. Until we learn how to pray for wisdom and understanding, it's just like somebody winning the lottery. They might have it today, but if they don't know what to do with it and they don't understand how to use it to benefit them long term, it's going to be gone just like that, just as quick as you can snap your fingers. But prosperity only comes and stays with a person that has wisdom and understanding. In Ecclesiastes 9 and 13 through 16, The Bible says, this wisdom have I seen under the sun. Now, this is the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon. He wrote Ecclesiastes. If we're going to learn wisdom, if we're going to learn understanding from anybody, we need to go to King Solomon. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 13 through 16, King Solomon said, this wisdom have I seen under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and few men within it. There came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks. That, now, this word bulwarks means a net or a trap or a snare, a stronghold or a defense. So this king built a great defense against the city. Now, there was found in the city, verse 15, a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Now, here we see the king set up great bulwarks, snares, traps, defense system, but this poor wise man was able to figure out how to deliver the city. Amen. Now, you would think that he would be made great, that he would be, oh, just people would just love him. But look what the Bible says. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Why? The Bible says in verse 16, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. I want you to understand that if you are poor and you don't have, and you don't have, and you're not prosperous, you're not walking in the blessing, as we say, the poor man's wisdom is despised. Nobody will hear you. The Bible says his words are not heard. This story shows that wisdom is better than strength, yes, but it also shows that a poor man's wisdom is despised. Now, look up that word despise. It means no one respects you. And I will just go further to say no one respects your ministry when you are poor. You are considered vile, not important, and scorned. This is the reason why, because a poor man's wisdom is despised. I consider this to be one of the keys to the kingdom, because it is that important in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We cannot allow the devil to trick us into thinking that we don't have to have the blessing of God in order to carry forth the ministry of God. The two are interconnected. Jesus told us, amen, that we have to carry this gospel throughout the world. And there's no way that we can do it without the respect that goes with the blessing. Now, God wants us to be poor in spirit, saints, but he does not want us to be poor in our finances or our livelihood. When he says be poor, he wants us to be poor in spirit only. He's not talking about in our finances. This scripture shows all that a poor man knows, his knowledge and his wisdom, is despised or disdained, which means looked down upon. That is why we need more than wisdom. We need understanding. Understanding will lead us out of poverty. Understanding will lead us to enjoy life in this world and in the world to come, everlasting life. That's why Jesus said, no one has given up anything in this life for my sake that will not receive it back in this life and in the world to come, through wisdom and understanding. Now, I want to go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. When Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, he lost the understanding of how to be successful in life. He lost the understanding of how things work. Before the fall, Adam just knew. He knew what to call the animals when he saw them. He knew what to call Eve when he saw her. She was the mother of all living. Nobody had to tell Adam. He knew within himself because he was full of understanding. We are in the process of being restored back to our position of dominion that God gave Adam before the fall, that we had before the curse. But in order to receive total restoration, we have to have our understanding restored as well. When Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he gained knowledge, but he lost understanding. I want you to highlight that. I want you to underline it. I want you to put it in bold print, and I want you to make a bumper stick out of it if you want to. We gained knowledge, but we lost understanding. Part of the curse on mankind was seen in Ephesians 4:18. The Bible says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, the blessing, through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Remember the other scripture said understanding takes place in your heart. Well, this scripture comes back and say that when your heart is blinded, you are ignorant and you are alienated from the life of God. God wants us to be prosperous. He said, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Wisdom alone profits nothing in this life without understanding. You can have all the wisdom, all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't understand how to use it to benefit you, it means nothing. Ephesians 4:23, the Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's where understanding takes place, in the heart and in the mind of man. That's why the Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all of thy understanding. You have to love the Lord thy God with everything that's within you, everything that you know. You have to love him and put him first. King Solomon over in 1 Kings, in 3:9-12, also in 4:29, this is something that really blessed me because God asked him, what did he desire? He said, what do you want me to do for you? And look what King Solomon said. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. He asked for understanding heart, saints, that I may discern between good and evil. Verse 11, and God said unto Solomon, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, nor has asked the life of thine enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Verse 12, behold, I have done according to thy words. But he said, look, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart, King Solomon, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither shall there be after thee, shall any arise like unto thee. 1 Chronicles 4:29, God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much in largeness of heart, even as the sand on the seashore. What do we seek after, mostly, saints? We seek after the life of our enemies. We think, oh, if I didn't have any enemies, then my life would be so much easier. Or riches. You know, once I get this money, then I'm going to have everything I need. That's what we seek after. Also, what do rich people seek after? Rich people seek after, they got the money, they got the influence, they want to live longer. So they do everything they can to live longer, even at the expense of poor people's lives. Poor people are dying every day, but rich people are getting older and older. They have the money to rejuvenate themselves and use their resources to add years to their life. So God said, because you didn't ask for the lives of your enemy, or you didn't ask for riches, and you didn't ask for long life, God said, because you did not ask for these things, I'm going to give you that plus what you asked for, understanding. Because he knew that Solomon understood the key to life was understanding. Not long life, not riches, not the lives of your enemies, but to have understanding in how to rule God's people and how to run the ministry, to have understanding in how to do things that's going to bless the Lord. Amen. So, and bring people into the kingdom. That's what we need, and we can't do it without being prosperous. Solomon had long life, riches, and the lives of his enemy, plus wisdom and understanding to rule God's people. Let's go over to Job 32:8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. So understanding comes from the inspiration of God. Understanding to rule, to excel, and to prosper comes from God and God alone. The Spirit of God, amen, gives you understanding. Riches come from two sources. You can have two. The devil can give you riches because he stole it from Adam and Eve. He said, all of this is mine. I give it to whomsoever I will if it was given unto me. He stole it through thievery. The Bible says he's a thief. He came to steal, rob, and kill. He got it through deceitful means. Now he gives it to his children in exchange for their souls. But we don't want to get it that way. We want to get it God's way. God is the creator of the universe. He gives prosperity and understanding through the inspiration of his spirit and through a heart of understanding. Proverbs 3 and 9 through 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. Amen. So if you honor the Lord first, he has already said your barns are going to be filled with plenty and your press are going to burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. I like that, new wine. Amen. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Proverbs 8 and 14 says, I am understanding. Now, I want you to read Proverbs chapter 8, because this is understanding talking. 8 and 14 says, I am understanding. I have strength. By me, understanding, kings rule, and princes decree justice. Verse 16, by me, understanding, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, saints. Riches and honor are with understanding. When you get an understanding, then riches and honor is going to follow you. Amen. He said, riches and honor are with me. They are with when you have an understanding of what to do and how to do it, how to accomplish, how to achieve what God has told you to do. Riches and honor are going to come. He said, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable or long-lasting riches and righteousness. He says, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me, understanding, to inherit substance. That means you're going to have, amen, you're going to have substance. You're going to have something, amen, in this life. You're going to have substance, amen, and I will fill their treasures. I will cause those that love me, understanding, to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. That means you're going to have, you're going to walk in prosperity. The Lord possessed me, understanding, in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting or eternally, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, understanding was there. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. Understanding was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, and when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, he appointed the foundations of the earth. Understanding was there. My pastor preached a message this morning talking about the sea and how God's word just stops the water. It only can go so far. Understanding said, I was there when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment. He appointed the foundations of the earth. Verse 30, then was I by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight. God delights in understanding. Rejoicing always before him. Understanding is rejoicing always before him. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. So God has understanding. He wants you to have understanding. Verse 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. You're going to be blessed if you keep the ways of understanding. He said, hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. The Bible says only a fool will refuse instruction. He said, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Verse 34, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates of understanding, waiting at the post of my door. I want to be standing at the gates when understanding comes through. Hallelujah. I want to be waiting at the post of the door of understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 35, for whosoever findeth me, thank you, Jesus, findeth life. God said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. He said, if you find me understanding, you shall find life. In verse 35, and this is Proverbs chapter 8, and you shall obtain favor of the Lord. I've never seen a scripture that said, if you find me, you're going to find life and obtain favor of the Lord. Amen. Except for the one talking about a wife. But this is talking to anybody. Amen. Verse 36. But he that sinneth against me, or doesn't have understanding, wrongs his own soul. That means you're cheating yourself. When you don't have understanding, you're cheating yourself. He said, if you sin against me, standing, you wrong your own soul. Hallelujah. You're cheating yourself out of the blessing of God. He said, all that hate me love death. That is a powerful scripture in Proverbs 8. We read from 14 through 36. I just have a couple of more things to share with you. In Matthew 13, going back over to Matthew 13, talking about the parables, Jesus said, therefore speak unto them in parables, because they seeing, they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. I don't want to be one of those people. And seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and be converted. Understanding will cause you to be converted. Remember, Jesus told Peter, after you are converted, strengthen the brethren. You can't even strengthen anybody until after you are converted. He said, and be converted, and I shall heal them. You can walk in total healing when you walk in understanding the word of God. Understanding takes place in the heart. When you get it, you can be changed and you can be healed. The word understanding is used with only two types of ground. There's four types of ground that Jesus said the seeds fall on, but there's only two types of ground that understanding is spoken of, and that is the wayside, the seed that falls on the wayside, and the seed that falls on good ground. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to be finished. The wayside Christians have no understanding of the word, and the devil catcheth away that which was sown, the good, and cheats them out of their blessing. So the seed that falls on the wayside, the enemy comes and steals and catch away that which was sown, because they didn't have any understanding when it was preached to them. But the good ground are Christians that understand the word that's being preached, and they begin to bear fruit. If you don't understand the word of God when it's coming forth through the Spirit of the Almighty, you will not bear fruit. You will, and bearing fruit, it means that you're going to be prosperous. Amen. You're going to bear fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30. As a preacher, we want to be heard. We need to be heard. We have to have money to be heard and to spread the gospel. Remember, and I'm going to leave you with this, a poor man's wisdom is despised. Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray that you receive something from the word today, that you begin to pray. That you begin to pray for the spirit of wisdom and understanding, wisdom to see and understanding to guide you into prosperity, and that God would lead you to have good success, amen, to lead you to know how to go from point A to point B, from not being blessed to being blessed, from not walking in the blessing to walking in the blessing, from not being prosperous to being prosperous. It's not going to happen until an understanding. It's not going to happen until understanding takes place in your heart and you begin to pray and ask God to give you understanding. Amen. For where you're at and where you need to be. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm studying on another message on the thrashing floor that the Lord gave me this morning through the message when I was at church. So I hope to have that one ready for you in the next day or two. But I love you guys, and I appreciate you for listening in. And just pray for me, and as I continue to pray for you. I love you, and God bless you. Good night.